Mother, they are both husband and wife. They are disciple of Satsvarupa Das Goswami.
Oh, Satsvarupa.
Yes. And I told them about you that you was initiated by
Satsvarupa. No, I took sannyas from him.
Yes,
sannyas. Prabhupada's my guru. I took Harinam from Prabhupada and Diksha mantras also. But he was my GBC, and he was also my he gave me sannyas. 1985. In my opinion. He was my GBC. I was temple president in America for 4 years. So what's the question?
Mataji Ishana read your book, Art of Chanting, and she's asking, is it enough studying your book, Art of Chanting, which many people who have read your book very inspired in chanting? And is it enough to studying your book to get Siddha Pranali or Siddha Deha? Or is it is necessary to get Siddha Pranali from a guru who give, like Ananda Das Babaji, give Pranali and everything like this? Because her desire to get this very strong. But Satsvarupa Das Goswami, for example, doesn't give. What to do in her condition? And she's a very sincere devotee, many years, distribute his book, and now what to do?
I'm so high, actually. Anyway. The devotee is asking a question that they're very interested in Rag Bhakti and following the traditional Gaudiya system of approaching a guru and having the guru reveal or tell the spiritual body, the Siddhadeha, and wants to go deeper into meditation on Radha and Krishna and cultivate her individual spiritual identity. So what to do? The question is, can chanting Hare Krishna alone do this, or does one have to go to a guru, which is the traditional way in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and take initiation? I don't know if everybody's hearing, maybe. You have to come closer or something. You should actually all be very close because you're whispering. Because everyone speaks Russian except me. Yes. Your ears. You want a chair? You can use a chair. You want a chair? Just there. You can see in the back.
Saw him.
You want a chair? You want a chair?
No. I told, oh, Arjuna, you're very good. My Lakshya, my aim is love.
Everyone's aim.
Yes. And
devotee's aim.
And he said, I'm Arjuna, I'm like protector from Maya. I protect my heart from Maya. He said, Arjuna, like this.
Very good. So the basic question is, can chanting Hare Krishna alone without receiving Siddha Pranali, can one receive and realize and attain a Siddhadeha? Obviously the answer is yes, because the holy name is Krishna, Nija Sarva Shakti. Lord Chaitanya is telling in Shikshastakam that the holy name of Krishna is Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti. Nija Sarva Shakti. All the powers and potencies of Krishna are contained in His holy name. So the power of revelation, the power of inspiration, the power of revealing or disclosing or showing your spiritual body, Krishna certainly has that. Because remember that receiving the spiritual body comes from Krishna and comes from Guru. So Krishna, you get bhakti, receiving bhakti, receiving spiritual body, receiving bhav, and receiving prema. It all comes from outside. We get bhakti from the guru. We get bhava and prema from the guru or from Krishna or Krishna's associates. We get prema. So Siddhadeya is given by Krishna or guru. So the holy name is Krishna. So it's a fact. Yes, you can receive and attain a spiritual body, a Siddhadeya, Siddha Sarup, by chanting Hare Krishna. Why not? No one can deny that, because you can say, well, the holy name has all the power of Krishna, and the holy name is Krishna, the holy name is God, and God knows me better than anyone. He knows what I want, He knows what I need, and He'll help me if I just have faith. Faith is the key. Faith. If you have faith, then the holy name, well, you'll chant without offenses, and you'll get the mercy of the holy name and reveal your Siddhadeya. That is a fact. And even devotees, when they are given the Siddhadeya by Guru, they have not realized it. They have not seen it yet. It's because we're not pure. We have it. It's like we're not seeing it. We won't see it until we come to the level of bhav. When we come to the stage of bhava bhakti, then we'll see our spiritual body. Why? Because the spiritual body is made of bhav. Spiritual body is not made of bones, not made of flesh, and not made of blood. I can see you. You know, on the TV, if you're in Russia and they show a camera, and then I can say, oh, there's my friend from Russia, Arjun, on the TV. But I can't, with these material eyes, I can't see a spiritual body. So we receive the Siddhadeya from Guru, and we chant, and we meditate, and we follow Rag Bhakti, and eventually we become pure in mind and heart. We become Nishta, then we go to the stage of Ruchi, and a stage of asakti, and a stage of bhav. And bhav becomes very deep, and then we experience symptoms of love of God, prema, Krishna prema. So this stage of bhav is whether you're in ISKCON and you're chanting Hare Krishna, waiting for Krishna to show the spiritual form, or you're a bhavaji, or you're some grihastha, or whatever, and you've taken your Siddha Pranali from a guru in India or whatever. So now you have Siddhadeya, or you're waiting to receive Siddhadeya. Both ISKCON people, or ISKCON devotees, and Babaji's and other people outside of Gaudiya Math, none of them will see their spiritual body to the level of bhav. So it depends on your faith. If you're thinking, you may be thinking like this. If you have faith in Krishna, faith in Krishna's holy name, then surely when the holy name is pleased, then he will reveal the Siddhadeya. In principle, it's a fact. It's a fact. It can happen. But it may take many lifetimes. And some devotees, they're chanting in this lifetime for 10 years or 20 years or 30 years or even 40 years. Or in some cases, they're ISKCON devotees that have been chanting for 50 years. 1966 to 2016. They've been chanting the holy name. But they don't know their Stai Rati. They don't know their Siddhadeya. So why? Because the holy name is Krishna, and the holy name can give the Siddhadeya. So why they don't know? Because they haven't. Krishna, the holy name hasn't blessed them. Because if they know their Siddhadeya, then they know their Siddhadeya of their guru and their param guru, and then they know their whole family. Many things aren't known if the holy name reveals. But they don't know. So you might say, well, wait a minute, I have faith that chanting Hare Krishna will give by Siddhadeya. But these devotees I see, they've been chanting for 50 years and they don't know. So that means I'll chant for 50 years and now I'm only, you know, you're 40 or 45 or 35, whatever you are. So I'll chant for 50 years and then I'll be 85 or I'll be, you know, dead. And still, maybe I don't get Siddhadeya. And I don't meditate on the Leelas and doing Seva to Radharani in my Siddhadeya. So that's a possibility. So this idea, generally, traditionally before ISKCON Gaudiya Math, it's not the principle of receiving Siddhadeya. The principle of receiving Siddhadeya from Guru is widely described in the Goswami books and also in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a guru in ISKCON, a parampara, and he writes in two or three places that the guru gives the Siddhadeya. So now, what to do? So you have it's like this: if you have faith in the holy name, then just keep chanting and pray to the holy name to reveal your Siddhadeya. But if your faith is not that strong, but your greed and your loba, your greed and interest in Manjari Bhav and serving Radharani is very great, then you have to make arrangements to fulfill your search. So that means you would speak to the guru and say, well, I want to go further in this line of bhakti, but I'm not able to receive teachings from you that I require. So will you please bless me that I can go forward and go on to pursue my spiritual life. Like one guru, he said to his disciple, and the disciple told me, because some people came, the Indian guru, some people came to him and they said they want initiation. And he didn't ask them, do you have a guru? Are you initiated already? He didn't ask them. He initiated them. And then his disciple, he said, Gurudev, some of these people that came to you, they were already initiated by another guru. And so what did the guru say? He said, well, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You understand what that means?
It doesn't work out.
Yeah. So then you have to go to another or whatever. So you're at some job and the job is, the boss is not good, the employer is not good, he mistreats you. Even though it's a good pay, you tell, it's not working out, I quit. Right, so that means not working out. So the guru, he just told them, well, they came to me, so I initiated them because that means they lost their faith in their other guru. It wasn't working out, so they came to me, so I helped them. So similarly, if it's not working out with your guru, then you take blessings, and he says, no, I won't bless you. Then you have to pray to Krishna what to do and do the needful. Because it's a genuine, if you have the guru should examine the disciple and test the genuineness or the depth of his devotion and the depth of his interest in some practices of bhakti. And then he can adjust his sadhana appropriately. If he's a new devotee, brand new devotee, he may tell him, you do this type of sadhana and these type of practices. But if he's a senior, older devotee, since 10, 20 years, he might say, now you do these practices. Like Anantadas Pandit, He initiates, he has 9,000 disciples, but he doesn't give Siddha Pranali to everyone. Even they, first they get initiation, then they wait 1 year, or 6 months, or maybe 2 years. Or even one Bengali person, he's Bengali, he's waiting 10 years. Still no. So this is the Guru's vision, and the Guru's right and understanding. When is the time? Well, it's a delicate matter, it's a little sensitive matter to leave one guru and go to another guru. But if you're sincere and there's no other option, there's no other option, you know? Understand? There's no other choice. There's no other option, no other choice. And you just feel such a deep need and a great need, then you have to go on. It's not offense. It's not an offense to leave one guru and go to another guru. It's offense for some activity, or a thought, or speech to be an offense to be a Vaishnava Parad or a Nama Parad. It depends on one's mentality and one's mind and heart. So if you have a clear mind, and a clear heart, when you're making your choices to go on, then no reaction, no repercussions. You probably don't know that word. You know the word? Repercussions. Anyway, whatever. Reactions. It's not an offense. People in ISKCON, or they may say, oh, this is an offense, you left Guru. It's not correct. It's not correct. I mean, it's a rare thing. It's a very rare thing. It's not that you just, it's like getting married in modern days, you get married 1 year, or next year you get divorced. You know, marriage is very funny in Kali Yuga. So spiritual life is very serious and very delicate. So it's not, you have to think deeply about your activities and understand your motivation in order to prevent offense. But Jiva Goswami, he says that he talks in the Bhakti Sandarbha, one of his books is called Bhakti Sandarbha, and he says there, he talks about you can only have one Diksha Guru. You must have heard this. You can only have one Diksha Guru. Diksha Guru means the one who gives you Gopal Mantra, he gives you Kam Gayatri, he gives you, you know, a Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, like this, right? Guru. That's called Diksha Guru. So there are some laws that one who has received Diksha, it's offensive or it's wrong, it's against Dharma to leave that Guru, or reject him, or to go to another Guru. And then he says, unless there are certain circumstances, the Guru, he started preaching bhakti and love of Krishna, then he changed his philosophy and started teaching meditation, and started teaching chanting Om, and started teaching Buddhism. And you say, wait a minute, I came to you for bhakti, for Krishna bhakti. Now you're teaching Buddhism. So if he starts teaching, he's a Vaishnava guru, and he starts teaching Mayavad or Dvaitin, impersonal Buddhist conception, then you can fold your hands and leave. No problem. So he gives some circumstances when you can leave the guru. And then after that, then he says, and there's one other instance that if you're not satisfied, he says, Guru na toshan. You know Hindi. Toshan means you're not satisfied. You're not satisfied with the guru. Then you can leave him and take initiation from another. And he says, when you take diksha from the second guru, that at the time when you receive the diksha mantras again from the second guru, that automatically cancels the relationship with the previous guru. So now again, you have one guru, right?
Because
when you leave one guru because you're not satisfied or he's not qualified, and you go to another guru, because the law says only you're allowed one Diksha guru. So now you have a Diksha guru, but you're leaving him, but he's still your Diksha guru, and you go to another guru and take Diksha. When you receive that Diksha from the second one, it automatically cancels the Diksha from the first one, and it's not an offense. But it's a rare, very, very rare thing to do. It's hardly ever done, leaving the guru. So one has to think deeply about it and discuss it with advanced devotees and then pray to the super soul and also consult with your Diksha guru what your plan is and what your intention is and then act accordingly. Can you hear what she's saying?
This is first time topic for him. You never heard about. That's why something very interesting, but something like amazing.
Можно так делать, скажи, чтобы ты что-то говорил, он что-то говорит, и потом останавливается, переводишь, и потом уже дальше говорит.
When he speaks something, a little stop, and then I translate.
So that's enough on this question.